Analysts say enough gas is flooding Nigeria to supply half of the power needs of sub-Saharan Africa, excluding South Africa. Apart from Russia, Nigeria is the world's largest source of flaring, a method used by oil field operators to get rid of gas that is released as a byproduct of crude oil production. Besides wasting gas that can be used for import and export, flaring causes the release of carbon dioxide emissions into the environment. Oil companies operating in Nigeria have until now rebuffed pressures from environmentalists and local communities to reduce gas flaring. Nigeria is slowly working towards minimizing flares and has established a zero flaring deadline for 2008. Nigeria is the world's 8th largest exporter of crude oil and has the 7th biggest proven reserves of gas, but it lacks the infrastructure and investment to utilize its valuable resource. Osita Ezunaso, chairman of Nigeria's Senate Committee on Gas, says revenues from gas could surpass that of oil in the next 10 years if infrastructure constraints are addressed.
Nigeria is already discovered to be a gas province because we have more gas in Nigeria than oil. And in the next couple of years, approximately a decade, if you put in the right infrastructure for gas, certainly gas will be the mainstay of the economy. We have gas virtually everywhere in Nigeria.
The government this week announced new pricing mechanisms and plans to improve infrastructure for domestic gas use, particularly for power generators. Nigeria currently produces less than 3,000 megawatts of electricity per day, grossly inadequate for a country of 140 million people. Efforts to turn gas into liquefied natural gas so far have been limited by the security situation in the oil-rich Niger Delta. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.